In depth now on KSL, it was one of the best finishes ever in a national championship basketball game.
Wittenberg, oh, it's a long way.
North Carolina State won the title in 1983 on a slam dunk with no time left. But that Wolfpack team never got to go to the White House to meet President Ronald Reagan like so many other championship squads.
Former NC State player and jazz man Thurl Bailey decided to do something about it. With the help of Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, Bailey wrote a letter to President Obama to see if he would invite him and his teammates 33 years after they won their title.
When you were a part of what we did, I don't think there's many people who are in the sports that don't know what we achieved. So part of that is banking on the fact that you already know that President Obama's a basketball fan. And so you're hoping that he knows the story, the entire journey. And so I think part of it was banking on that. But the other part, you know, I know I mentioned something about, you know, Coach Bob Annals' legacy and, you know, the things that we accomplished as a team, you know, are things that really epitomize what sports should stand for. And you have a team that were really underdogs and they accomplished this great victory and the way that we got to the championship. So I think within the words that I wrote to him, I'm hoping in the back of my mind that, and assuming that, you know, he knows the story, he's seen the 30-for-30, and that, you know, along with Senator Hatch's help, that it would come to fruition.
A White House worker called Bailey and asked him if he and his teammates would be able to come on May 9th.
Of course, I was surprised. Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. But I think also in my mind, I knew it would happen. I was confident enough. I mean, just like when we went up against a great Houston team in the championship, you have to have some sense of confidence that it's going to happen.
Bailey's former teammate, Walt Dismore, told him that he was about to pass out when Big T told him the news.